Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Good morning. Today we begin a series of Sunday sermons looking through Paul's letter to the Philippians. Alongside this, in our small groups, we'll be discovering a bit more about the Sunday theme by delving deeper into Philippians through the Discipleship Explored course. Can I just give a plug for small groups? Rosalind and I have been coming to Bedhampton now for just over 2 years. We found it a really friendly church and have enjoyed worship at both our Sunday churches. After a few months, somebody invited us to join their small group, and it's been fantastic. We meet every other week to study the Bible, and those discussions have really helped us to know the Bible better and to get to know each other better. If I need encouragement, my friends in the house group, well, they give it to me in spades. And if I need prayer, well, house group is the first place that I turn. So if you're not yet in a small group, can I encourage you to give it a go? Maybe during this time of Lent, just for a taster and see how it goes. Talk to Max, because just like Bob the Builder, he'll fix it for you. Well, this morning, we are at the very start of Philippians, and our theme is being confident in Christ. So before we tackle the text, what do we know about Paul's letter to the Philippians? I don't receive many actual letters these days, but recently one arrived through my letterbox. As I opened it, I was interested in three things. First, who it was from. Well, the letter was from the Queen Alexandra Hospital. Who was it to? Well, it was to me. So I was making sure I wasn't opening Rosalind's letters. And then why were they contacting me? Well, they were letting me know the results of a recent test. Neither COVID nor pregnancy, you'll be relieved to hear. We need to know those same three things from the letter to the Philippians if we're going to make sense of it in the 21st century. So who was it from? Philippians is one of several letters written by the Apostle Paul, who was a first century Jesus apprentice and a prolific church planter. And Bible scholars think that the letter was written around 61 AD. It's sometimes been called the love letter to the church because it's the most intimate and the most joyful of all Paul's letters. It was probably written from either Ephesus or Rome, where Paul was in prison. Although he's in jail now, Paul hopes to be released soon and to come back and visit Philippi. So who's it to? Well, it was written to the church in Philippi, which was the capital city of Macedonia in the northern part of Greece. And it was the first place in Europe to hear the good news about Jesus Christ. It was a military outpost with only a few Jews living there, but it had a church, which was established by the missionary endeavours of Paul and Silas, Timothy and Luke. And if you want to know more about the founding of the church in Philippi, well, read Acts 15 and 16, because it's all there. The church loved Paul, and Paul clearly loved the church. And because of that love, they had financially supported his ministry even after he'd left them. So why was the letter written? Well, the purpose of the letter was to reassure the church that he was okay and that he was in good spirits, and also to thank them for their generous financial support. You see, in those days, prisoners didn't get fed. And if Paul was in a prison, well, he'd have to rely for food on the generosity of his friends. So, no money, no meals. It was also written, though, to encourage unity in the church and to give some advice about issues that were going on in the Philippian church at the time. So that's a bit of the background of Philippians. Now let's have a closer look at what Paul says at the beginning of the letter. And the major thing for this morning is that Paul had confidence. I'm not sure if I've already shared with you that before ordination, I was a member of an operatic society in Hereford, and we did musicals. And one of my favourite roles was Rolf in The Sound of Music. I was 27 when I sang I Am 17 Going on 18, but I learned a valuable life lesson there. With good makeup and light, anything's possible. Anyway, in the first act of the show, Maria sings the song I Have Confidence. You might know it. It ends with these words. I have confidence in confidence alone, besides which you see, I have confidence in me. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul also speaks about having confidence. But Paul's confidence is of a completely different kind to that of Maria von Trapp. Maria's confidence is the kind of confidence that we see all around the world today. It's all about the power of self-belief, the power of positive thinking. Basically, it's the power of me, 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 and what I can do if I just put my mind to it. But in contrast, Paul has no self-reliance because all his hope, all his trust, all his confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has taken him literally from darkness. Do you remember he was blinded when he first met Jesus and became a Christian? And Jesus has taken him from darkness into the kingdom of light. He writes in verse 6 of our reading this morning, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. I really love the Messages version, the Messages translation of this bit. It goes like this. It says, I am so pleased that you have continued on in this with us, believing and proclaiming God's message from the day you heard it right up until the present. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. Paul is absolutely confident in the power and the presence of God, which is absolutely amazing when you think he's writing this from a prison cell, probably chained to the Roman soldier who's guarding him. How on earth can he have confidence in God when his circumstances are so dire? I believe his confidence comes from two really important sources. The first is the scriptures. Paul was a man of the Bible. As a Pharisee, he'd spent hours and hours reading and studying God's word. And so from the scriptures, he knew some important facts about God. He knew that God was gracious. And he would have known that because he probably read Exodus 34, where God says, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Do you know that God is gracious? Paul knew that God was powerful because he'd have read Psalm 147. He'd have read, great is the Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Do you know that God is powerful? And Paul knew that God was always there because Paul would have known the story of Jonah and he'd have read in the scriptures, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Do you know that God is always there? Paul knew that in good times and bad, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, God would be with him. Knowing the Bible, reading the Bible, remembering the promises in the Bible reminds us of the God that Jesus has revealed to us, the God in whom we can have complete confidence. I wonder what verses you go to when things get tough and you need a reminder. One of my go-to verses is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24. And it says this, "The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it." Paul was a man of the scriptures. His confidence came from knowing the Bible, but his confidence also came from his everyday experience of Jesus in his life. He'd met the living Jesus in a dramatic way on the road to Damascus. He knew what it felt like to be filled with and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Paul had seen lives transformed and prayers answered. If you read Acts 16, you'll discover how the church in Philippi started and how, in the name of Jesus, a slave girl was miraculously healed and her life transformed. You'll hear how Lydia became a Christian. God's supernatural power had started the church in Philippi. So no wonder Paul had confidence in his supernatural power in every circumstance. Paul was confident, not in confidence alone, not in himself. His confidence came from the knowledge he had of the scriptures and his own present day, everyday experience of Jesus. So in what or in whom is your spiritual confidence placed? There's only one place that it can be and must be, and that's in Jesus, who will complete the good work of salvation, of love, of hope and grace that he's already started in our lives. And if that confidence is a little dated, it's a little dented, then spend some time this week reading the Bible and reminding yourself of the promises God has made to all of us, and indeed who God is. And write down some instances where Jesus has answered prayer, or when you've seen the supernatural power of God at work. Or talk honestly to a friend who you know will encourage you and will pray for you. So may we each day find our security, our hope, and our confidence in Jesus. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.